great, great.
Well, what's this been like for you so far?
Oh, it's been great, man. I think you have butterflies, you know, because it's the start of football season and training camp. So you're so excited to get out here with your teammates and just get ready for the season.
How would you describe the reception that you've received from the fans here the first 2 days?
It's been awesome, but it's been kind of weird in a way. But I'm a Patriot now, and this is how things go, and just got to roll with it. They accepted me, and I'm just happy to be here and play ball.
Can you describe weird, why it's weird?
Yeah.
Well, we all know that. Well, because I was on the other side, with another team, with a rival. But, I'm here now, and, I'm just so excited, man. I've been in the best shape, in my career, and I'm just happy to be out here and play ball.
Darrell, what kind of mental adjustment does it take to go from one side of the rivalry to the other?
It really doesn't matter, what color you got on. I always look at it, as long as I'm playing a game I love, it really doesn't matter. You know, when I played at Pitt, we were blue and gold. You know, it really doesn't matter. You know, New York, green and white. Tampa Bay is, red and black and gold, whatever. It really doesn't matter. So, this is my eighth year, and like I said, I'm excited about this year. I worked my butt off this off season to get in shape and get my weight down, and I'm just getting prepared for a long season.
But isn't there more to it than the color of the uniform, because it was so bitter between the Jets and the Patriots?
That's rivalries. It's college rivalries, it's high school rivalries. It's rivalries in the pros as well. Like I said, I was on that side, and you're not supposed to like your rival no matter where you play at. And like I said, I'm here now. All that's in the past. Only thing I can do is focus on what I can do now. And right now I'm a Patriot, and like I said, I'm excited to be here. It's great. I'm excited about camp. The whole team is. And we're looking forward to this year.
You said you're in the best shape of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you motivated to prove somebody wrong? What prompted being in that in this sort of condition?
No, it's just coming off the ACL injury. That was tough for me. I finished all 16 games last year, but I still wasn't where I wanted to be. Physically, as a player. So, this is my first off season where I can really focus. Just working out. Just focus on working out. And have a full off season where I can just do that.
Tell us a little bit about the thought process behind getting the guys together in the off season.
I tell you what, man, this is great. For us to get guys that are committed and want to come out to Phoenix. A bunch of guys came out: Devin McCourty, Logan Ryan, Tavon. They came out and we just worked, man. We bust our butts off. And it was good for us to just be out there and just get more camaraderie with each other and just hang out with each other a lot every day. I mean, we was out there for a month. So that was great, man. It brings more chemistry to the secondary, and guys are willing to do it.
What's it like seeing number 12 out there?
What'd you say?
What's it like seeing number 12 across out there?
It's fine. We have the same color jersey on Sundays.
How good is that though?
It's awesome, but Tom is a great competitor, as well as everybody out here, man. We're just trying to compete right now and get better as a team every day, and that's all we're trying to focus on. There's really no individual matchups here. We're just trying to go out and just work hard and get each other better.
How much of that chemistry can be built through?
It's great, man. You want to try it out? You want to test it out?
I'll take your word.
I can go cover you.
That won't give me much of a test.
Have you talked to Gronk about, he's going through a knee rehab and he's pretty much there? What have you talked to him about that? And, because you've been through it.
I really haven't, talked to him about his injury. I'm sure Gronk can show you, tell you about how he feels. Everybody goes through it differently, but I really haven't even touched base with him on his injury.
Do you feel as good as you did before you got hurt?
Say that again?
Do you feel as good as you did with your knee before you got
hurt? Oh, yes, yes. I think it, they say it takes a year and a half or two. I think I'm at a point now where, I'm there. This off season was a full off season for me, where I can just focus on working out instead of doing the rehab as soon as you get the injury. So I'm fine, man. Like I said, I'm in the best shape I've been in my career, and I'm just looking forward to the season.
When it comes to building that chemistry,
to get together with these teammates in the off season, was that to kind of acclimate, or get yourself acclimated to them, and to learn more about maybe the system, picking their brain a little bit?
You can say that. I remember, when we was in OTAs, I said I had to take a step back to learn the terminology and those type of things. So, these guys been here, for a couple years, and you got to take a step back. It's a new system for me. It's different from what I played in the past. So it's good to be around those guys more, as much as I can, to learn and get feedback from them, and also ask them questions. Any question I need to ask, I can ask those guys.
So you're on a first name basis with all these guys now? I mean, getting, faces with names put together?
Yeah. That's already, we're past that stage.
Speaking of OTAs and mini camp, you had positive impressions in your early days as a Patriot. How has this first week of training camp reinforced all those thoughts you first had?
I didn't hear the first part, sorry.
In OTAs and mini camp, you certainly shared a lot of positive impressions of your experience as a Patriot. Just wondering, in the first week of training camp, how it's reinforced those impressions you experienced thus far.
They're still the same. Right now I'm just focusing on training camp. I'm doing what I can do. To just work hard and get better. This is a time, for us as a team to get better all together. And, training camp is tough, but, we got to grind through it as a team, as a whole, and come week one, be prepared and be ready to play.
How much of that chemistry building process are you looking for when kind of coming together in the off season, talking about getting guys together in Phoenix? How much of that can be done there, and how much has to be done, through these training camps and kind of organically?
Everybody has their own way of doing things when you break, mini camp, OTAs and mini camp. And, some guys go on vacation. Some guys do different things. But I tip my hat off to the guys who just, sacrifice, their personal life to come out there and do that. I mean, everybody has they have their own ways of getting ready. So, now we're in training camp. We're closer. We're closer as teammates, but also as friends. Excited about this opportunity, coming here and having the opportunity to come here and be a New England Patriot. But also, I'm back to where I can move around a little bit better. Last year was really tough coming off the injury. Even though I played all 16 games, but it was just tough. I wasn't where I needed to be. So. Now I'm a little bit more excited. I feel the butterflies a little bit more, so I'm just ready. I'm just ready to play and get ready for the season.
Are you intent to prove that you're the best quarterback in the league again?
I don't need to prove nothing to anybody. W's is what matter, more wins than losses in that column, and that's what we want to do as a team. I don't have to prove nothing to anybody. Everybody is great. Everybody performs well at the professional level. Those are for you guys to rate who's this and that. It really doesn't matter to me.
How
has your relationship with Belichick evolved since you've been here, and how have your impressions of him changed since you got to know him a little bit?
Our relationship is great, man. We communicate well, and like I said, Bill's open to anything. He's always – being on the other side, you look at him totally different. But being here, he's open. He's open to anything, and our friendship is great.
Darrell, the league has said that there's going to be a renewed emphasis on things like illegal contact and defensive holding in the secondary. How does that make you feel when you hear something like that?
The rules are the rules, you gotta adjust to the rules. I mean, there's always new rules changing, long as we know the rules, we're going to try to play great football, clean and great football within the rules.
How much more difficult will it make your job?
I can't.
So how much more difficult might that new emphasis make
your job? It's already difficult as it is. I mean, like I said, the rules are the rules. We got to, play within the rules. The league is always changing and evolving. So, you got to abide by the rules.
Thank you.
Thank you.